You're running against Bruce Brown, of course, and you support him in 2014. What's changed from, how has Bruce Rauner changed from 2014 to the Bruce Rauner today?
Well, Bruce Rauner talked a good game. We all believed him. When he had no social agenda, he was going to lead the conservative reform of vote. That had to happen. But instead of, you know, going up against the political ruling class, he really joined them. And he joined them by putting in, seriously, Chicago Democrat policy agenda. Even the Chicago Democrats didn't put in taxpayer funding of abortion or make Illinois a sanctuary state or bail out Chicago public school pensions. No, Bruce Rauner did all of that. He did all that and more. And so we find ourselves in this conundrum. We can't trust him because we can't trust what he says. He lied to every single Republican legislator down there about taxpayer funding abortion. He lied to the cardinal. Who lies to a priest? I mean, so this is the problem here. We don't trust him. We need an alternative, and we really, truly need somebody who's going to lead the revolt to get Illinois back on track.
If you are the Republican nominee and looking towards the general election, what's your idea to, I guess, bring in Democrats that you would need to win a state that tends to trend Democratic like Illinois?
Well, that's what's kind of fun about traveling the state. Democrats are actually showing up at my events. In fact, there's a group of Democrats that are very pro-life hosting a major fundraiser for me in, Oak Lawn at an iconic bar called, and they're calling it the Irish for Ives. So listen, you know what? People are universally distrust this governor, and they don't like what the Democrats are selling, which is higher taxes, more spending, legalized marijuana. I mean, this is all that the Democrats have going for them, and I know that what Democrats care about are the same things that Republicans care about, too, which is their high property taxes, the lack of government accountability, the public corruption, and the lack of jobs.
Can I ask you what concerns you about the possible legalization of recreational marijuana?
Well, I've read the studies coming out of Colorado, and it's not pretty. Homelessness is up. Teenage drug use is up 42%. Emergency room visits related to marijuana up significantly. Car accidents up significantly. So you've got a social cost there that nobody has taken into consideration. It's not going to solve Illinois' problems. And with all of our potential that just needs to be unleashed in the marketplace, there's no reason we need this. We change our politicians, we change our policy. We change our policy, we change people's lives.
You're talking about earlier to the crowd about proud of a very good grade from the NRA.
Yes.
And I was talking to Representative Hammond and Swanson this week about the several bills, the gun bills that came before the House. And I noticed that there was one that you did vote for yes on. That was to ban bump stocks and trigger cranks. And Representative Swanson and Hammond opposed that. You supported that. Can you tell me why?
It's a common sense control measure. So right in 1934, we banned automatic weapons. And this is a device that gives you the same sort of effect as an automatic weapon. How can you not say that they ought to be banned too? I mean, it is a distinction without a difference to say this is nothing but puts on an automatic weapons ban. So to me, that was the one reasonable bill that was there. The rest of them intrude on Second Amendment rights, are onerous, or are nonsensical, like the gun licensing dealer bill. The fact that they're letting big boxes off the hooks on a bill, you're going to destroy the gun dealers that are at the small mom-and-pop shops. It's just nonsense down there.
Actually, I'd like to ask you about the book. I'm wondering, in an age when people are reading less and less, why did you think this would be an effective campaign method?
Well, we actually think that voters care to know some specifics and details. And, you know, it's different. We like out-of-the-box, different stuff. We think it would resonate with voters. And there was so much to tell about Bruce Rauner that, you know, sending the same mailer over and over again wasn't going to do it. We think that Republican primary voters want to know the truth about the Republican candidates. So this is a Republican primary that I need to win. And we know that a lot of our voters are older, and they appreciate having real information in front of them that they can hold in their lap and read.
Would you support Governor Rauner if he was the Republican nominee?
I'm a Republican. I support Republicans.